Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
We want to thank everybody for joining us once again at the Transformation Cafe. We've got a few people that are already scooting up to the table, so we're very happy for them to be here. So, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Oh, Mr. Jamie, he's doing pretty good. Can't complain.
He's
calling
good.
From Seattle, Washington.
And how is it in Seattle tonight?
It's a little rainy and overcast and a little muggy, but, you know, that's fall for you.
That's fall. Yeah, happy fall.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, we have our fall equinox. I think it was today, wasn't it today? I think it was today. That's very, very exciting. And we have a couple extra special guests tonight. My sister Amy Frost, is with us. Hi, Amy.
Hey, thrilled to be here.
It's thrilling to have you here. And her friend Kim. Kim, how are you?
Hey, everyone. Great to be here.
Yeah, there we go. Actually, Kim and Amy are together, which is really kind of cool. They're actually sitting in Las Vegas, Nevada. So there you go. That's good. So we got Seattle, we got Nevada, and you know, we've got California going on here. And just to introduce myself, I'm Robin Masevich, one of the regular diners here and the host of the Transformation Cafe. So tonight's kind of a special night for me. Normally, I'm not necessarily putting my own topics out there, and Amy was really great to come and want to help me to co-host this tonight because we're going to talk about something that's very near and dear to my heart, which is flowerful wisdom. And flowerful wisdom is working with the language and symbols of flowers, and I've been doing it for about 30 years just through my spiritual work, and I'm a nature intuitive, which means I really connect to nature, and being a florist, which is Flowers For You in Riverside, California, it's something that started working with feng shui, and I was working with Ikebana, which is a Japanese floral designing that came in, and just other different things that I've learned over the years. It's really helped me to be tuning into that. So we've got one more diner coming on here. Miss Gloria has just popped on. Hi, Gloria. How are you?
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I am very good. Gloria and I talked a little earlier today, so I'm excited for her to be on the conversation as well. And just with the Flowerful Wisdom, Gloria has been a wonderful supporter of me. A few times I've gone over to the Enchanted Forest in Las Vegas, California, Las Vegas, Nevada, there it is. And we've actually done some flower classes. The last one that I did over there with Gloria, it actually was working with the spring equinox, and we had everybody picking spring flowers and working with the floral energies that way, which was a very wonderful thing that we've gotten into. So, Amy, you jump on here anytime you want, because I'm basically just kind of talking about this stuff, and as a co-host, I'd love for you to be asking me questions, and Amy just loves my work with that as well, and anything you want to do for input.
Well, what I'd like you to do is just really talk about what this flower wisdom is, and then I guess we'll kind of go from there.
Okay. Just when it comes to flowers, there's a few other people out there that are have had flower cards over the whole time that I've been looking into the flower messaging systems and things like that. How I actually gotten kind of introduced to it was an English spiritual reader, and he had gone to this special session, and he had invited people to come and bring a flower. And what it was actually kind of using it just like everybody else. If you bring us something that people, like a watch or a ring or some kind of a significant thing where people were being connected to it. And he basically used it in that sense instead of what I've just, it's just something that's just a part of who I am on an intuitive level. That a part of it is the languaging, because if you go back to Elizabethan language, there's a cellular memory that we all carry with that. And along with that, too, is the symbology, and also just the symbols of flowers carry on a sacred geometry level. So there's color, sacred geometry, there's the languaging, and there's just at least six or seven different ways that flowers are communicating to us. But one thing that I've really learned in the last couple years through, people have been listening to the show. This summer I did a pilot where I actually had people journaling with flowers, and we did a summer session where we worked with summer flowers. And it was like 8-week series that we did, and we just focused on one flower each week and worked through journaling and drawing and a few other things. And just what came out of that for the different friends and just people that got involved with that was just amazing to me, and really just fortified just how on a soul level that flowers speak to us and be able to work with us. One of the reasons Kim's with us tonight is I actually did a reading for her not that long ago. And before we got in the air, she was sharing about that, about, you know, what happened with the reading. So, Kim, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, I certainly do. And first of all, I wanted to tell you I'm from Saratoga Springs, New York. So we have really the...
Oh, it's okay. We got New York on here, too. All right. We're fully coasted here. We got New York and California. That's awesome.
Right. So, Robin, you know, you and I haven't met in person. So when Amy said, my sister will do this flower reading for you, I was like, well, I'm not in Riverside, California. How could we possibly do that? And as you recall, you told me to go on the internet and pick out 3 flowers. And I was like, okay, I'll do exactly what you said. And I went online, and I must have looked at hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of flowers. And when the right one appeared, I knew it. I don't know how I knew it. My intuition knew it. My heart knew it. My spirit leapt with joy. And so I picked these 3 flowers. One was a rose, one was a gerber, and the other was palmaria, which I didn't even know what it was, but I just knew I had to have that picture in my reading. And then, of course, being someone who colors outside the lines, I had to pick a 4th flower. And
such a rebel.
Saw this, yes, a rebel. And found this.
The bonus flower.
Flower, beautiful daisy that actually the photographer shot from underneath it. And that appealed to me. And the reading that you gave me, Robin, if you recall, it came to you with 2 very important questions, one about a book I feel called to write, and the other about my 26-year marriage. And the insights that you gave me, the wisdom that came from you through the flowers, or through the flowers from you, however you want to say it, just, first of all, it put me in a state of calm and peace, because I knew that I could trust in the universe's messages through the flowers that you were giving me. And I've listened to the recording so many times, I almost have it memorized, and it was well over an hour. And each time I listen, I hear a different pearl of wisdom from the reading that you gave me. And I'm just forever grateful. It's really made my path much more clear and given me a great deal more confidence. And I've become a magnet for the people that I'm meant to work with and walk this next chapter of my life with. So I couldn't be more grateful.
Oh, and I'm grateful for your testimonial. That's really, really wonderful. Yeah, one thing that I wanted to point out from what Kim shared is that when we listen to it over and over again, what really can happen for us is, as we're evolving, when we're ready, we get to be able to hear the information in a different way. It's just like if you had a book and you read it and then you put it down for, say, 2 or 3 years, you bring the book, you grab that book again and you read it, you're reading it in a totally different perspective. So it really helps you to expand and to be looking at things. So I know that I've had books that I've gone through, and I have 3 or 4 books that it's just one of those things. It's kind of like an Oprah thing. It's always by my bedside. And I will literally look at that and then go back and look at it 2 or 3 different days later, and it will really totally look different to me. Because as we expand, as we change our perspectives, we see in such a different level of clarity. It's just really, really wonderful. And that's something that the flowers do as well. I always really love to talk to people about, you know, what's your favorite flower? Because your favorite flower will change as you change. And sometimes, you know, people say, well, I've always loved that flower. Sometimes on a soul level, when we're connecting with a flower, it's something that's just that signature for us to be able to stand in the world in a certain way. Another thing that I learned during the journaling that we had was there were certain flowers that as the ladies were working through the different weeks that we had, they really were ones that they didn't necessarily connect as much as others. One of the examples was actually daisies. There were a couple people that looked really worked with the daisies, and other people were just like, you know, because one of the things that you do during the journaling is you actually are invited to take the flower everywhere with you. We call it the buddy system. And you literally take it, you know, take it in your car, take it to work, you know, just kind of hang around with your buddy and see what really happens for you and how people interact with it, how you interact with it. And as you're watching it change during the week, when you're watching it going through its different phases, how that might be changing you as well. And that's one thing that the ladies all said was when they looked at it initially, some people would be way excited about it and be like, oh, I love this flower. And other ones were like, yeah, it's pretty, it's okay. And the level of shift in that week was very, very interesting. Some people would just totally just love and admire it that much more. And others were just like, I could leave it and have it by, you know, in my house and know that it was there. Because there was something inside of yourself that it's that message that's inside of you. So you don't necessarily need to have it as just that marker that you would carry it around with you, because it's so much a part of you that you don't need it on you know, a physical level as much. So it's a really, really interesting process. Yeah.
You know, Robin, one of the things that a lot of people haven't come to the level of understanding yet is that the communication that we have with nature and the planet, it's almost like an osmosis process. And a plant will absorb and it will know about you instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And the ability to be that intermediary for you to be able to connect in with the plant, to be able to hear the messages for the people, is one level that eventually, as humanity evolves, they all have that potential. And being able to tap into plant life and being able to communicate it back to people who aren't there yet is really a nice gift.
Well, Robin?
Robin,
a comment here from Kim, the peanut gallery over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Robin, I wanted to tell you that I actually took my bonus flower, the daisy, and made it the background wallpaper on my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been, I get just a hit of energy every time I look at my phone now, instead of getting, you know, like drained by it, because my iPhone used to, you know, it's like always like I feel tethered to this thing. But now it's actually a joy to carry around, and the daisy is a source of inspiration. And if I am in a dark place, it snaps me out of it really quickly. So I found it to be a great companion in a technological way. So thanks for that.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's actually really, and it really was reminding me about vision boards. Because when people think about, you know, I'm going to put something on my wallpaper, whether it's on my laptop or on my, you know, my phone, having that image is so important. You know, whether it's a loved one, whether it's just a favorite beauty, you know, nature scene that we have, or if it's actually that signature flower that we just really, really love, it like Kim was saying, it just feeds you. It just gives you this energy that you can't even imagine that it was like. It's just a daisy, but it's everything. It's everything,
also,
because it's,
you know,
that whisper from soul to speak to us.
So when you have the flower, it's like a 3D vision, right?
Right.
And then you then you have the smell of it, you know, so you have all, you know, not just the vision of it, but the smell of it. So I think it's great, you know, to have the pictures, but I think it's also good. I know one thing that you recommended for her was to get plumeria lotion, which she did. And so it's you know, right, all the scents involved. And I'd really like you to talk a little bit more about how you go about doing the flower wisdom. A couple, you know, you've done the classes, you've done birthday parties for people, you've done team events where people within a team would each pick a flower and do a team bouquet. And you, my favorite for at the moment is you're being the psychic florist in Vegas and doing the reality show there.
Last time I was in Vegas with Amy, we had a friend, a mutual friend that we ended up having breakfast with, and I offered to do a flower reading for her. So I had a bouquet of all different kinds of flowers And even the flowers that I chose, you know, just going to the market and picking things, they were very purposely picked. It wasn't necessarily I knew what the messages for her were going to be, but I literally, just like Kim was saying, you know, when I saw that flower, I knew that was something I needed to have as a part of the event. Whether she chose it or not, it was something that was that wanted to be there. Because to me, flowers are like almost like kids. It's a matter of all have their own little personalities. They have all their little messages and things that are opportunities for people to be able to pick and choose depending what they're ready for. And I feel like part of my job is to be able to put it out there for people depending what they're ready for. And I don't even know sometimes why I'm supposed to pick what I picked. And so anyway, we were done with our brunch, and I had these extra flowers because our other friend Anna was going to be going home. Go ahead.
You did a reading for the husband and for the wife.
Right, I did for both of them, which was very, very fun because he was like, "Well, what about me?" And I go, "Okay, well, we'll do you too." So, and that was fascinating, and he loved it as well. So I had the extra flowers, and so I had my daughter with us. So we wanted to go just kind of be tourists and go look at all the different kinds of stuff because there's things she hadn't seen. So we were taking her around to different things. And we were at the Cosmopolitan Casino, and we were walking through the lobby and things like that. And I went into one of those little convenience stores that they have. And actually, my daughter noticed that the gentleman behind the counter was like, "What's with the flowers?" You know, he's all like looking over, and I was like falling over the counter trying to see what I had going on with the flowers. So I walked in, and he, you know, looked at everything, and I looked at him, and I said, "Pick a flower." And he looked at me like, "Oh, no, no, that's okay." And I know, really, pick a flower, because he was calling to have the message. And so, and I really had gone out of my way not to really offer to anybody. We're waiting for them to tell me that they wanted the message. And he picked a sunflower, and I started talking about being source. And he really looked at me like, because one of the things that the sunflower wanted him to know is that he knows about people before he really knows them. He senses, he's got those intuitive abilities where he can sense somebody's, you know, who they are and who they aren't and things like that. And when I said that to him, he looked at me like I'd done a magic trick, and he was like all freaked out. And he was like, "Oh my God, how do you know that about me?" So it was just kind of an interesting thing. I wound up getting a picture of him that, you know, we wound up wanting to use for just future stuff when it comes to that. So it's being able to tap into those different things. You know, and then we'd gone upstairs, and there was another girl. So sure enough, we walked in just to look at different things, and she started talking about the flowers, and she picked a rose. She literally went over and pulled it out because I told her, you know, yeah, pick a flower, you know, whatever you want. And the flower really wanted her to know, it was a red rose, about how she just really comes from her heart whenever she is interacting with everybody. And it was that one thing that she really needed to hear. When we were going over to the casino, we were on like the shuttle, and there was an older lady that I wound up sitting next to. And she was really the only one that I invited to go ahead and pick a flower, because she was just in this very sad place with herself. And just, you could tell her world just felt very heavy. And she wound up, you know, I said, you know, pick a flower. And she kind of pointed to a rose, and I pulled it out and gave it to her. And the same thing, you know, I said, you really feel things deeply, and you know that, you know, you're very valued for who you are, and you're very loved for who you are. And, when she took the flower, it was like I gave her the world. And it was just such a sweet thing, such a, you know, that we forget that something like that can just really change your heart, can really change your energy, can really be something that really feeds our soul. And so that's Kim, something that, go ahead.
Kim has a question.
Sure.
Robin, if let's use the rose as an example. Is the message the same no matter who picks the rose, or do you get this intuitive sense about what the special message of the rose is for the person? How does that work?
Well, there's going to be a basic message when it comes, because if you're working with the rose, you're working with a spiraling energy. And the spiraling energies are very much familiar with, if you know about the energy centers of the body, known as chakras. So the chakras are really working from that level. So depending on the rose and what's going on with it, like say a red rose can come from the heart energy, and also can come from our root energy, because the root energy comes from the red. So depending on the person, because a lot of people think, well, If I'm in balance, my red is, you know, basically, you know, at the root energy where it normally would be for a chakra. But that isn't necessarily true. Our chakras are moving all the time and really helping to balance us and keep us centered, beginning with what's going on with, we also have an earth chakra, and we've got, you know, of chakras that are outside of our body that actually even go, you know, on a galactic level, depending on, you know, the different philosophies that you look at for chakra. So, you know, we're bigger than the body. That's definitely true, because the body is just one expression of our full energies. Because it's said that
and
if you put your go ahead.
And I was going to add in before you went on to another aspect that each of the chakras are associated with sound and color and vibration. Mm-hmm. And so each of the flowers, when you're talking about the underlying foundation of the message, each of the flowers with their colors, they have the same vibrations, the same sounds that also play into those chakras.
Mm-hmm. And what's really cool is the fact that we're evolving and changing. So are our chakras. So are the roses. I mean, everything is evolving and, you know, moving and in expansion and what's really happening on the planet and off the planet. So that's another reason why I love working with flowers, because it really helps us to ground us on a soul level, being on the earth. So it like what Kim was saying, you know, it was spot on what I needed to hear. It was spot on helping me to move to a new level of, you know, where I'm at. Every time I hear the messages, it's evolving with me, and that's all perfect and exactly what you know it's a good reading when you have that happening with people and having their images. And I love that, Kim, that you really had taken the time to look at so many pictures. I didn't realize you looked at so many, that you really came from that. It really moved me, or I could tell that it was the right one, because it's just like anything. It, you know, you can go to a grocery store and look at all the apples, but you know the apples you're supposed to pick. It's very interesting how if we really trust ourselves when something feels right and we go for that, it's just those things that I think it's kind of like a 3D puzzle where everything just kind of drops into place and just moves us to the next level, because we're spot on with our energy and what the energy needs to do to help us keep us in harmony and move us forward. So that's part of what the flower energies really help us to do.
So, Robin, a couple things. First off, I'd like you to kind of walk through, when you have a person come into the shop and you have them actually do the work with them, they started and you work with them, how that evolves. So just walk through how you would do that. And then after that, I want you to talk about how people can come into the shop, individuals, groups, and how you can do it even, you know, online on the phone.
Okay. So when somebody wants to come in to get a fly, I call them a flower session. Well, basically, I usually will have different shapes and sizes of containers. Sometimes they'll be square and oval and round and different heights and different textures that are going on, because the containment of what you put together is just as important as the flowers. It's just something about you and where you are with your energy. And if we have a conversation ahead of time, there'll be different structural, you know, like a square structure or a round structure, depending what happens with that. It's part of the messaging that can really help you to move forward or help you lock in or have a focused intention when you want to go ahead and do that. And then I'll have usually two or three different buckets of all different kinds of flowers and have people go ahead and pick what, you know, what they want to go ahead and be and create in that. And then we actually work from the greenery first. You can actually do a reading just with greenery. I did a Christmas tea party for a friend of mine last year, and we worked with at least seven or eight different kinds of greenery. We had pine and, you know, fern and holly and just different kinds of greenery that we put together. We had about maybe two dozen ladies that were there, and we took the time to go around the room and see how everybody had done their greenery different and what was really going with that, of that base energy, that base container, and then work from that energy. So the flowers, you know, the greenery is your foundation, because, you know, the earth is green, the earth has its foliage, and really coming from the foliage and our groundedness through the green energy first, because green energy is going to lock you in with your heart energy, and it's also going to be having it centered. If you look into any kind of medicines when it comes to the greenery, it's just like smoothies nowadays. Everybody's just like, you know, if you're going to juice, make sure you've got your, you know, your beautiful green shades that are feeding the body and sustaining the body on a very micronutrient level. Same thing with our souls.
Robin, because I know we're going to butt up time here pretty quick, but you have them.
Yeah.
You actually. You teach them the florist techniques to do flowers, but you have them pick the flowers, you have them arrange it, you just guide them, and then you do
right.
the flower reading, right? And then you help them to what we help them in that process figure out where they want to be, where they want to be, and you create an arrangement with them, or you take over if they want that to create it.
Right.
Correct?
Well, you do your greenery, then you go ahead and put your first three flowers in, and the reason why we do three flowers is because it's just like a lot of chatter going on in a room. If you have three basic flowers, it really teaches you about what's happening on a very simple level with the message and what's very the base of where you are with everything. And then you start filling it in with your fillers and different things that you have going on. And depending where somebody is, by the time we get done, I'll invite them to do some flower shifting once they've really gotten the base message and the expanded just overall what's going on with you. Do you want to shift that now? Would you like to move it into a different level? And depending on the person and what they have going on and how strong they're feeling about something, we'll go ahead and move it to where if they allow me to, I can go ahead and shift it to a just another level and have it be that much more of your future self and what your soul really wants you to see on using the flowers as symbols that can help you to move that much further, that much faster. So it's really, really exciting. And flowers are just so beautiful and just keeping very simple energy, but very powerful energy at the same time. So it's very, very cool.
I know that it's really a wonderful thing, certainly for me, to be part of, you know, doing arrangements for myself, but also bringing in groups to do teamwork and to give them as gifts to people. A good friend of mine's father just died, and what I decided to do instead of sending flowers to the funeral home, which is fine, that's very nice, what I did is set up with you with a gift certificate for her to come in and do an arrangement, and you do a reading to help her with this transition for herself.
Mm-hmm. It's a
great, amazing gift to give to somebody that you love or dare say yourself.
Right, right. And again, it's something that, depending what she's got going on, really helping her to shift using the floral energies and helping her to just help with the grieving process, help with the shifting process, and have it be something where she can just do it in a very flowerful way. So I'm excited to do that. That's actually something I've never really done before, working with somebody on a grief level. It's been birthdays and working with teams to be able to, you know, how do we look as a bouquet and what does that say about us? I had an opportunity a couple years ago to do an Arbonne event. And what was really fascinating with that was some people were not available to be at the event. And we went ahead and put their names in a bowl after everybody who was present went ahead and put their flowers in. We started having everybody pick a person's name, not look at it, and then go ahead and give it to the person who was the leader of the group. And then they would pick a flower and put it in, and then we would look at I would talk about what the flower was and how it was interacting with the whole team, and then we found out who it was. So it was very, very interesting because it was basically people being surrogates for that carrying the message. And even some people were, you know, texting people and said, pick a flower, and, you know, we would go ahead and, you know, they were doing it, you know, even though they couldn't be there, they were choosing flowers once they knew the different choices that they had. They'd take a picture of the bouquet and they would pick what flower they wanted, and then we'd go ahead and put it in. So thanks to digital technology, we've got multiple ways that we can do the messaging and stuff like that now. It's funny, when I first started looking into being intuitive and just testing my own abilities, you know, you always heard about people, you know, like can call in and work with a psychic or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, right. I'm going to call on the phone and they're going to know how to be able to do that. And it's really true. If you can tap into a person and they're with their permission, really coming from looking at them, you can really help them. And sometimes distance is even better because you're not right there in the room with them. It just depends on, you know, what the situation is and what you're working with. But it's always fun, and I love working with the flowers because I'm just like everybody else. I'm not going to really know what's going to happen until we get there, because until all of us are there and working with the energy, we're all, you know, preparing ourselves for that message. And until we're ready to have that message, it's basically, you know, it's in the now, it's in the moment, and really just showing it all in a very flowerful way. So we've got about a minute left. So let me real quick let everybody know, starting on October 20th of this year, we're going to be doing our fall wisdom, our harvest wisdom. And again, it's the next series that we're going to be having, working with the fall flowers. And just like we did in the summer, we'll be working with fall, and it's going to be working with it in a journaling spirituality, you know, a spiritual journaling. and working with that through the flowers and really coming to learn about yourself and connecting to your taproot. And taproot is all about that core essence that you are on a soul level and really helping the flowers to bring that out to yourself and learning to have your creative voice, no matter what that is. It isn't necessarily writing or painting or anything. It's the way that you are living your purpose and really, designing your own destiny, being able to work with those flowers. So, Amy, I want to thank you for helping me be a co-host here. You did a great job.
Good. Well, thank you. And I believe in you. I believe in your work, and I want to help get out in the world.
And thank you, Kim, so much for your...
It's a joy to be here. And, Robin, please let us all know how we can reach you to have more flower readings done.
Yeah, if anybody wants, you can go ahead and call the Flower Shop, Flowers for You, which is going to be 951-689-2711. And you can also go to the transformation-cafe.com, and there's a place you can go ahead and have any kind of questions, any kind of comments that you'd like, or being able to contact me. You can go ahead and do that through this show. There'll be information right there as available, too, and it'll be available on iTunes. So thanks, you guys. This was awesome.
Thanks for
wonderful. Thank you, Gloria. I know she's probably on.
I'm so glad that I could be here.
I'm so glad you could be here too. And I want to thank Jamie as well. So we'll see you here next time at the Transformation Cafe.
Good night.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.